This is Radio Superior 1944, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1944. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now into the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
You're listening to The Voice from the Head of the Lakes, Station KUWS. This is Jack McKenna reminding you, plant a victory garden. Our food is fighting. It's Friday night, April 14th, 1944. Lou Martin has more big news about our hometown hero, Captain Richard Bong, and we've got a special report from New Guinea and Darryl Berrigan about a flight he took with the new Ace of Aces, plus plenty of swing tunes from the 1944 hit parade. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Grand Rapids Furniture. They're featuring the Coolerator ice-conditioned refrigerator for just $69. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. America's ace, Richard Ira Bong, has been promoted to major. The farm boy from Douglas County's village of Poplar was promoted on the heels of his 27th kill in combat in the South Pacific. Major Bong is probably the most envied man in the U.S. Air Corps. First, on Wednesday, he shot down his 27th enemy plane, topping World War I ace Eddie Rickenbacker's record, to become the top-ranking fighter pilot in American history. Second, on the same day, he was promoted to major. Third, the 23-year-old qualified for a case of scotch from Captain Rickenbacker. It's not revealed how Captain Rickenbacker would acquire the hard-to-obtain scotch, but even so, Major Bong is a teetotaler, and it's believed that he'll use the scotch to throw a party for his unit. Major Bong's latest planes were shot down over Hollandia. We begin our shortwave radio report with Associated Press war editor Richard Bergholz in Dutch New Guinea.
This is South Pacific, Dutch New Guinea calling. Richard C. Bergholz reporting. The ships and planes with which Japan hoped to revive its smashed defenses at Hollandia were left burning and battered after a massive coordinated air attack Wednesday. Allied headquarters in the South Pacific report one Jap fighter sunk and several other small craft burning in Hollandia Harbor. This was after 5th Air Force pilots pinpointed their targets with one of the heaviest bombing raids in the New Guinea campaign. Of the 20 NIP planes that rose to challenge the 200-plane Allied attack, 8 were shot down, 2 by the guns of P-38 Lightning fighter pilot Richard Bong of Poplar, Wisconsin. The two victims raised Major Bong's total to 27, the highest in American history. During the past 2 weeks, Allied airmen have smashed Hollandia with 1,300 tons of bombs and destroyed its newly reinforced air force of 288 planes. In Dutch New Guinea, this is Richard C. Bergholz calling Soviet Russia, come in Moscow.
This is Moscow calling, Eddie Gilmore reporting. The prospect of the fall of Sevastopol on the Russian Orthodox Good Friday gripped the imagination of the Russian people. The Red Army slashed through disorganized groups of German and Romanian troops, many surrendering by battalions. A Red Star correspondent says, quote, the enemy has cracked at the seams, with Axis troops fleeing in great confusion. The 4th Ukrainian Army and General Andrei Yermenko's maritime army bore down on the naval base, which resisted Nazi attacks for 9 months in 1941 and 1942. Red Army tanks made escape impossible, said captured German Lieutenant Wolfgang Rost. Quote, your tanks made sheep of us. Those of us who do not surrender will be killed, end quote. One entire battalion surrendered with all of its weapons before they could retreat to Sevastopol. The Red Star correspondent said the retreat is covered by dead Hitlerites. This is the seventh day of the great offensive to clear the Crimea of Axis troops. Russian forces have liberated more than three-fourths of the Crimea's 10,000 square miles and captured more than 20,000 Axis soldiers. In Moscow, this is Eddie Gilmore reporting.
Invasion rumors were set off last night by Canadian reports of a German broadcast that Canadian troops had landed in France south of Calais. Apparently, it was a garbled version of the Nazi "We Dare You," which mentioned the disastrous 1942 Canadian landing at Dieppe. Speculation of the eventual invasion of Europe from Britain has become more frequent in some broadcast circles. The top American ace in the European theater may be finished flying. Captain Don Gentile was injured when he crashed his plane this week, coming back to England after escorting bombers. Gentile has 30 planes destroyed, 23 in aerial combat and 7 on the ground. He had hoped to pass RAF Group Captain Mallon's record of 32 enemy planes destroyed. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has this message from our sponsor.
Coolerator. Ah, the air-conditioned and ice-conditioned refrigerator keeps foods fresh with pure, washed air. And get this, Lou. Plenty of crystal clear ice, cracked or chipped, for cooling beverages. Or for salads, some things like that. Family size for just $69.95, and it's a Duluth product made by Duluth people. So keep foods fresh with pure, washed air. It keeps foods fresher indeed. From Grand Rapids House Furnishing Company at Belknap and Ogden in Superior. And Coolerator reminds you to buy more U.S. bonds and stamps.
The former governor of Minnesota has been rescued at sea by a Wisconsin sailor. Submarine crew member William Bormet wrote in a letter to his parents in Madison that they may have saved the next president of the United States. Harold Stassen resigned as governor of Minnesota in April of 1943, 1 year ago, to become the flag officer of Admiral William Halsey in the South Pacific Fleet. Bormet's sub spotted Stassen's vessel stalled in the Pacific. The 37-year-old Stassen is a possible Republican presidential candidate this year. He was the keynote speaker at the 1940 Republican Presidential Convention. A Superior flyer has been rescued after his plane crashed in the Pacific. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports that he credits God for his rescue. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Lou. Lieutenant Howard Midbust was floating in his rubber raft for 5 days before he was found. In a letter to his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Midbust of John Avenue, Lieutenant Midbust says, quoting now, "We have only God to thank for bringing us through." Lieutenant Midbust has been reported missing since last week. The Marine Corps bomber pilot says it's difficult to write because among his injuries is an infected finger. He says he also lost 6 teeth in the crash. He says they were fortunate because most of the days were cloudy and there was plenty of rainwater to drink. Lieutenant Midbust finished his letter by saying the little Bible he always carries with him is soaked by sea and rainwater. He's sending it home to his parents for safekeeping, Lou.
The May Selective Service Call in Douglas County will use the last 1A classified men. Draft boards 1 and 2 say that they will dip heavily into 2A and 2B classified men, many of them over the 1A cut-off age of 26. After the 2A and 2B men have been drafted, it's doubtful that Douglas County will be able to meet its draft quotas. Winds clocked at 50 miles an hour is forcing ships in Duluth Superior to stay in port today. The steamer George Crawford ran aground near the Mesabi ore docks. Other ships were unable to leave dock because of the gale. Automatic devices which cause electricity to be turned off on the interstate and the Arrowhead bridges cause the bridges to remain closed, tying up harbor traffic. The high wind is also driving the ice on Lake Superior against the Duluth and Superior entries, clogging those canals. 18 to 25 inches of solid ice on Shawamigan Bay is being broken up by the Coast Guard cutter Salvia. The Salvia broke ice for the first vessel to arrive in Ashland. This season, the Paul Stackhouse arrived late Tuesday. Ashland Chamber of Commerce President Clyde Hester welcomed Stackhouse Captain Robert Johnstown and his crew with cigarettes and a hat for the captain. The cutter Salvia also broke ice in the small harbor of Cornucopia on Lake Superior's south shore. That opens the way for fishing boats to begin their season. The cutter Salvia has been busy. Irving Hadland contacted the Coast Guard to break ice around the Apostle Islands. The crew broke ice around Bayfield so Booth Fisheries could send its boats out. Booth Fisheries tug, Apostle Islands, continued to break ice after the Salvia left. Russell Brothers of La Pointe made the first crossing of this season from Madeline Island. The Russell Brothers vessel, the Faithful, arrived in Bayfield around 3:30, Jack.
Thank you, Lou. Lou Martin, the newsman who says the only ice that's safe is in a glass of scotch. I told you. Well, friends, let's check that forecast for this Friday night, April the 14th, 1944. Cloudy and a little colder tonight with a low of 25 degrees. Partly cloudy and a little warmer tomorrow. Now let's kick up our heels and enjoy the fine music from the 1944 hit parade. Here's Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with their newest number, Don't Fence Me In, on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at harbors and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Bing Crosby with Minnesota's own Andrews Sisters and Don't Fence Me In on Station KUWS. Hey, folks, the Superior Theater is playing Happy Land tonight and tomorrow night, starring Don Ameche, Francis D., and Harry Carey, plus cartoons, newsreels, and a feature. Just 12 cents and 35 cents at the Superior Theater, 2201 East 5th Street. Now, let's listen to this important message from Kraft.
I was reminded the other day of something I used to say often to you homemakers. Visit your food dealer's big Kraft display tomorrow. Take home all of your family's favorite varieties so you'll be ready for hot cheese dishes and snacks and sandwiches at any time. Of course, I haven't been able to say that for a long time, and I'm quite sure I needn't tell you why. You know that cheese is going to our lives and our armies by the millions of pounds. And I hope you understand that dairymen and cheesemakers are working very hard to supply Uncle Sam's needs abroad and civilian needs at home, too. But perhaps lately you've been a little startled, maybe a little skeptical, when your dealer has said, "No, I haven't any Kraft cheese today," or "I haven't a single package of Velveeta." Well, we want you to know this. Kraft men are doing their level best to divide their civilian supplies fairly among all dealers. Often there are times between shipments when a dealer just has to say to his customers, "Sorry, none today." It isn't his fault. It isn't anybody's fault. Just remember that the Kraft cheese you came to buy may very well be on its way to a battlefront.
Okay, friends, here's Lewis Jordan and his Timpani Five. And like the man says, you can't get that no more on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Hello, fellas. This is Lewis Jordan making some V-Discs for you cats overseas. Get groovy and latch on to some of this jive. I went out to get some groceries the other day from my neighborhood grocery store. And before I could open my mouth, the grocery man said, "No! Can't get that no more. You can't get that no more." He said, "I sold all I had the other day. It ain't me, Mr. Jordan, it's the OPA. You just can't get it. You got to do with what you got. Ain't gonna hand them over to duration, son. Be careful with your food." The hep cats used to stand on the corner in their zoot suits, all looking cute. But things is very different now since Uncle Sam has got some Japs to shoot. Can't do that no more. Can't do that no more. No more standing on the corners day and night, 'cause Uncle Sam says you got to work or you got to fight. So they can't do that no more. No, you can't do that no more. The glamour gals have stopped glamorizing. They're working in defense plants, wearing slacks. And some of the fine chicks is cutting out every day, joining the waves and the spas and the wax. Now, fellas, you can't get that no more. No, no. You can't get it no more. Fellas, you can't jive these girls like you used to do, 'cause some of them is making more money than you. So you can't do that no more. No, you can't do that no more. The girls used to wake up every morning and say, "Lord, send me a handsome man, one that's physically fit." But Uncle Sam has got all of them now, and the gals has got to take just what they can get. Girls, you can't get that no more. No, no, can't get that no more. Girls, you can't be particular. You got to take what's left. Either them worn out 3As or them beat up 4Fs. You just can't get it no more. No, you can't get that no more.
Lewis Jordan and his Timpani Five, and you can't get that no more. No siree.
Hey, man. Boy, did I have a great time today.
I'd like to introduce a surprise guest, Douglas County Draft Board Chairman, Colonel Joe Raffley.
I don't think this is him, Lou. This guy's smiling and in a good mood.
It's because the Colonel loves a parade. And we had one wind-ding of a parade today. Ha! How did that song go? It's called "I Love a Parade." Or
you mean "I Love a Parade"? Da, 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 da,
that's it.
You should have seen the Colonel. He spoke at our assembly at Central High, all about Major Bong. He told us how he taught him everything he knows about fighting.
He said that, did he?
Yeah, I took the guy under my wing.
Very generous of you, Colonel.
And then the Colonel yelled something about doughboys and devil dogs. I didn't understand that part. But then he said, we all need to show our patriotism and march.
That sounds like our colonel.
Yeah, him and his devil dogs.
Well, I mean, how often does a local boy, a graduate of Central High School no less, become America's ace of aces?
Well, that's only happened once this week.
I told the boys and girls to follow me. It's time for a parade.
So we just all got up and followed the colonel outside and marched right down Belknap. Right down the middle of the road.
Yeah, I got the Superior State 352nd College Training Detachment to lead the parade. I mean, heck, if the Superior State can take a day off for a parade, I figure Major Bong's alma mater can take a day off, too.
I suspect that went over real big with the principal.
And the traffic police.
Isn't Major Bong wonderful? I met him bowling once. Betty Hedberg and I think Marjorie Vattendahl is the luckiest girl to be his sweetheart.
Everybody came out, even the Superior State teachers. Right, Professor McKee?
We had to get in the spirit of things. This whole experience was titillating.
Watch your language there, Professor. We are on the radio.
Let me clean my glasses. They're steamed up from this occasion. This sure got my blood pumping. It gives one hope that our moral fiber remains strong.
Exactly. Nothing like a little blood and guts to get the juices flowing.
Oh, nicely put.
I mean, this is the most interesting spontaneous public relations act I've seen since the war began.
And we got to miss class, too.
All right. Professor McGee, you lost me a while back, but it's a day Superior should always remember. April 15th.
April 14th.
Yeah, April 14th, 1944.
Thanks, Colonel and Elaine.
Elaine Bitney, the new chairman of the Major Richard Ira Bong Fan Club.
And Colonel... We're all lucky you were able to teach Major Bong everything you know.
Just doing my part, McColonel.
Certainly. On with the music, then. We'll hear a special shortwave report about a reporter who rode along with Major Bong in his P-38 Lightning fighter plane. Now here's Marion Hutton singing with Glenn Miller from 1940. This is A Tisket, A Tasket. A green and yellow basket on the Martin and McCorkle show.
There was an oldie from Ella Fitzgerald, Tisket a Tasket.
A tisket a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. Send a letter to my mommy on the way. I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket.
That's Captain Glenn Miller. Captain Miller, by golly, and his orchestra with Marion Hutton singing
A Tisket, A Tasket
on Station KUWS. Well, everything ready, Lou?
All set. Let's go now to the South Pacific. This is Daryl Berrigan and his encounter with Major Richard Bong's P-38.
This is Daryl Berrigan reporting from an advanced Allied base in New Guinea. I'm alive to tell you the story of my 45-minute flight with America's new ace of aces, Major Richard Ira Bong. With my knees propped up around my chin and my heart in my throat, I rode piggyback Friday in the P-38 Iron Steed. It was the most unforgettable 45 minutes of my life. while zooming his twin-engine fighter in the cloudless sky. He gave me just one direction. Hang on to your teeth. Indeed, I did hang on with every square inch of skin, while the Major pointed the nose upward in a steep climb and then, I suspect for my benefit, whipped her into a dive, ostensibly. He told me this was what it was like in aerial combat. We went up. We went down. We executed innumerable immolments. Slow rolls by the score, and for good measure, several reverse verticals and barrel rolls, plus one or two old-fashioned loop-de-loops. The airspeed indicator bumped up against the 400-mile-per-hour mark most of the time. I never once dropped below 4 miles per minute as the Major put his iron steed through the paces. Sometimes, I might add, with only 20 feet of sunlit sky between us and the menacing jungle. At intervals, he would glance impishly at me and advise me of the next torturous maneuver he would make. Once, I suppose, to impress me, he cut one engine of his Lightning to prove to me its airworthiness. Much to my horror, he took his hand off the stick and lit a cigarette. After repeated protestations on my part, the good Major restarted the engine. He then asked if I had blacked out during any of these drills. I replied I hadn't, that I rather enjoyed having my insides pulled apart during the aerial acrobatics. Major Bong then casually remarked that he had blacked out several times during the flight. He commented that he is very prone to blacking out. After noticing the pained expression on my face, he urged me not to fear. Even when blacked out, he says his hands know what to do. This pleasure flight was Bong's first since he was grounded after setting the record. If he's sent home, and every indication is that he will be, he says he'd like to fly a P-38 over Poplar and buzz its main street at 400 miles an hour. This correspondent's advice is to people back in America. Hold on to your filly. At an advanced Allied base in New Guinea, this is Daryl Berrigan.
You know, Lou, I bet he'd take you for a spin.
I like my fillings right where they are. Thank you.
For the newly promoted Major Richard Bong, here's Lionel Hampton expressing all of our wishes that Major Bong would be flying home on the Martin and McKenna Show. Yes, sirree, sir. Lionel Hampton, and is flying home on station KUWS. Lou Martin has these late-breaking news flashes.
From London, swooping out of the clouds, 9th Air Force fighter bombers destroyed a score of German bombers on the runway in northeastern France. They also hit an oil depot. This is considered an ongoing effort to prepare for the Allied invasion of Europe. From French Algeria, General Henri Girard has formally been removed as commander-in-chief of French forces and placed on the reserve list. General de Gaulle is expected to replace him. From Stockholm, Sweden's been asked by the Allies to stop supplying ball bearings to Germany. Jack?
I sure hope they don't cut off the lutefisk. Stay tuned now for Jack Armstrong, Superman, the Lone Ranger, and the Kate Smith Hour. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, and that's a warning. The good Lord willing, and we don't have to ride with Major Bong and his P-38. Egads. For Lou Martin and that parade-loving Colonel Raffaele, this is Jack McKenna reminding you that war bonds mean freedom.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1944, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Paul Guggenheimer plays foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan. Other performances by Peter Nordgren, Tom Martinson, Joel Anderson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1944 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.